All right, so Pete Rose, huh? Man, talk about a name that can get a debate going. Especially now, with his recent passing, it feels like everyone's got an opinion.
And it's no wonder, right? I mean, you look at the guy's career, and it's like looking at baseball history written in bold letters.
And we're talking about more than just headlines here, so buckle up because we're going deep on Charlie Hustle himself. And trust me, it's about way more than just hitting a baseball.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about a legacy that touches on the very soul of the sport. And to understand that, we got to start with the numbers.
Oh, the numbers. Where do we even begin?
Well, how about this? 4,256. As in hits. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has even come close since.
It's kind of hard to wrap your head around, right? Like, imagine a player getting 200 hits every season, like clockwork. They do that for 20 years straight. That's Hall of Fame worthy, right?
Right. And they'd still be behind Rose. It's mind-boggling. And it's not just the hits. The guy holds the record for most games played, most at-bats. It's like he was allergic to taking a day off.
Which I guess is where the nickname comes in, right? Charlie Hustle. You say that name and you just picture him diving headfirst into first base, dirt flying everywhere.
It was more than just a style of play, it was an attitude. He squeezed every ounce of effort out of every single play.
Didn't always look pretty, I bet. But hey, it got the job done, and we're not talking about some scrappy underdog here either. This is a guy with an MVP award, 3 World Series rings, 17, count 'em, 17 All-Star selections. The man's trophy case must be a fire hazard, right?
It's the combination that makes it so fascinating. He had that Ty Cobb-level talent, but with this Joe DiMaggio-like consistency, day in and day out, and then you add in that grit, that fire, those pure Pete Rose, it's no surprise the sources we dug into really capture that energy, especially when he breaks Cobb's record.
Oh man, I've seen the footage, the crowd's going wild, that hit counter clicking over. It's like this perfect storm of athleticism and, I don't know, almost destiny, you know?
It was a moment for the history books, no doubt. But it's a moment that also forces us to face a tougher part of his story, doesn't it?
Because for all the hustle, all the dedication, there's this other side to Rose, a side that's a lot harder to reconcile. Yeah, we're talking about the elephant in the room, right? The gambling. It's a whole other ball game and not one that's played by the rule book.
And to really get it, you got to understand, gambling in baseball, it's not just some recent scandal. It's like this shadow that's hung over the sport for over a century.
Really? Wow. I didn't realize it went back that far.
Oh, yeah. And it's not just about a few bucks on the line. We're talking about the integrity of the game itself, right? When betting gets involved, it makes you question everything.
I mean, I can see that. Makes you wonder if a player's having a bad day or if there are other factors at play.
Exactly. And in Rose's case, it wasn't just some friendly wager here or there. We're talking about him managing the Cincinnati Reds, his own team, while betting on games.
Yeah, that's not a good look. I mean, talk about a conflict of interest.
To put it mildly, it raises all sorts of questions about his decisions as manager. Was he making calls based on strategy or based on a bet? It really undermines the whole foundation of the game.
And for years, he denied the whole thing, flat out denied it.
And then, boom, that ABC News interview happens.
Where he finally comes clean.
Exactly. He admits to betting on baseball, even on the Reds.
I remember that. And you could tell there was this weight lifted, but also the sense of, I don't know, maybe regret. Like he knew he messed up big time.
Which brings us to the file out, right? Banned from baseball for life. Ineligible for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame. It's like this constant debate, isn't it? Can you separate the player from the actions?
It's a tough one. Because you've got this guy who embodied the love of the game, played with his heart on his sleeve, but then there's this other side, this recklessness, this disregard for the rules that ultimately cost him everything.
It's almost Shakespearean, The rise and fall of a legend. But it's like there's this other act, right? These stories from guys like Alex Rodriguez, David Ortiz, who played alongside Rose, and they paint a different kind of picture.
Yeah, they talk about his intensity, his competitiveness.
Rodriguez even compared him to Steve Jobs. Like what Jobs was to computers, Rose was to baseball.
It's about pushing boundaries, about seeing the game in a whole new way.
And Ortiz talked about how Rose truly believed in giving fans their money's worth. It wasn't just about playing, it was about putting on a show.
And that makes sense, right? It ties back to the hustle, the diving catches, the whole persona.
And that passion, that love for the game, it went beyond his own playing days. He was known for mentoring younger players, sharing his knowledge.
It's like he couldn't help but pass on that fire, that love for the game.
Which honestly makes the whole situation even more tragic, don't you think? Here's a guy who lived and breathed baseball, and he ends up banned from the very thing that defined him.
It's a reminder that even with all the talent, all the success, people are complicated.
Yeah, and Rose is a prime example of that. But it's like, the story doesn't end with the gambling, does it?
Sadly, no. The sources we looked at also mentioned his legal troubles, like that tax evasion conviction. It landed him in prison.
It's like, just when you think you've got a handle on the guy, another layer gets peeled back. It's tough, right? You try to piece it all together, the talent, the hustle, the scandals, the contradictions, and it's like, where do you even land? How do we make sense of a guy like Pete Rose?
Well, and that's where I think that Bob Costas quote really hits home. He said, and I might be paraphrasing a bit here, but basically that when it came to sheer charisma, to captivating an audience, Rose was in a league of his own.
Oh, absolutely. You watch those old clips and the energy just jumps off the screen. It's electric.
He wasn't just playing the game. He was sharing it, bringing the fans along for the ride.
And that's got to count for something, right? How do you even begin to measure that kind of impact? The way he inspired other players, the way he brought people to the game.
A whole other side to the legacy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
One that goes way beyond numbers on a stat sheet.
So does that change things? I mean, when we're talking about Hall of Famer, about forgiveness, does that charisma factor in?
It's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And honestly, there's no easy answer. For some folks, the gambling, it's a line in the sand. You don't cross it no matter what.
Hmm.
But for others, it's more complicated. They see the good and the bad, and they struggle with it.
And that's the thing about these deep dives, right? We're not here to give you a simple answer, because with someone like Pete Rose, there just isn't one.
He reminds us that these guys, these legends, they're human. Flawed, messy, full of contradictions.
Yeah, and maybe that's the whole point. Maybe it's not about judging, but about understanding. About looking at the whole picture, even the uncomfortable parts.
Exactly. It's about appreciating the complexity of a life lived in the spotlight. A life that was both triumphant and tragic.
So we'll leave you with this. Knowing what you know now, how do you see Pete Rose? The hit king. The gambler, the hero, the exile. It's a question that'll probably follow him forever. And honestly, it's a conversation worth having. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.